Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how we felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from South Florida. It's Sunday, March 6, 2016. We are streaming worldwide on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight's live mention is the Zoo Gym in downtown Lake Worth. I met the owner, Dawn. They've been there 6 years. Her and her partner are really involved in the community. I really am blessed to have VIP passes right now. You can call in live to the show here at the New York Area Code Exchange, 516-453-6067, or call the talk show line directly at 561-856-0100. A big thank you for beautiful week passes. I will be there this week. $40 off any membership. So downtown Lake Worth, give me a call, and I have some free passes for you. I see my guest is on the line already. I love it. The new year has brought many new challenges. I'm growing, and so is everyone else every day. I was told this by my guest speaker, who has been with me 10-plus years. An honor to care for him, rehabilitate for continued recovery, my most complex client. But he is part of my family. The bond which has been obtained is truly pretty scary at times. He was legally blind and in a nursing home, rarely bathed, in bandages. And he called me, he says, Debbie, my mother is passing. She's in a nursing home, so am I. I need you. And when I went there, it was very discerning. We've had shows with Mr. Hess on before. Tonight is more about the solution. This is going to be a brief background on the hell he endured while going legally blind and having to go in there and surrender his monies and truly be neglected. But we are in the solution, ladies and gentlemen. He is on the up and up. Tonight's an assessment for him. And I'm very proud just to be here on the air. And I'm going to bring Mr. Hess on right now. Welcome back to Plan for Fitness, Mr. Hess.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for being with us tonight. I gave a brief synopsis of, you know, what you've been through. Tonight's show is really about recovery and rehabilitation. You're living on your own. You're doing wonderful. Your medical team is strong. Your blood work's pretty strong, too, which is a big deal. Nothing's perfect, but we are looking at a successful transition. You're living on your own for quite some time now. Mr. Hess, what would you like to talk about first? What's really on your mind tonight? I know you are very excited to come back on the air and share the positive message on what you've achieved.
I think it's important for people, you know, it's been a tough road. And the easy way is to just give up. Don't give up. As hard as it may be at times, look for the light at the end of the tunnel. Do what is best for you long term.
Well, you know, you've been, again, living on your own for quite some time. We're doing a daily regimen. It's lifestyle management involved. We're doing therapy. I've really been pushing you. We did a consult today, and I said, you know, I know I'm tough on you, you know, and you know, it's really out of love. It's out of commitment. It's because I believe that you can do it and push forward, and you are. It's really wonderful to see. We're going to try to transition you back off the walker this year, but we want to do it safely. And it's nice that you can walk holding my hand. Already for the people that might be wheelchair-bound, you know, or you know, really can't get out of bed, there's probably family members listening right now. I was stretching them out, getting them outside, even if they are in a wheelchair, or put them on a lounge chair, something for fresh air and sunshine. But if you're in a facility, you don't get that freedom. You have to ask permission, as you know well, for showers. You were telling me today, I mean, like, we were in, you know, it was very uncomfortable to hear it again, you know, what you went through. But I'm so pleased at where you're at right now. And, you know, share your message to anybody out there that might be, you know, because I'm the caregiver, you're the client. I have access to the house. We live three doors down currently. And it's quite something to be able to have the trust. You know, we have the nitro in the house. We have all the proper meds. You're on vitamins. You're doing well. You're eating a balanced diet. Your sugar is beautiful. You don't take any insulin or oral medication for diabetes. I think that's a huge success right there. And I'm just very proud of you. So how are you feeling for 2016? This is your first show. Well, actually, I think you were on in January. We did a progress report, and this is the assessment. We did an assessment, and you're really just coming along. It's really an A-plus. For me, it has been truly a struggle for both of us. And you've had other trainers. You've had other therapists. And they cannot take you to the next level. They are afraid. And, you know, what could you advise people out there, Artie, if they have a loved one that might be in even assisted living, because that's a whole other situation as to now, again, ladies and gentlemen, I have Mr. Arthur Hess, a return guest, calling in from Lake Worth, Florida. He's my client for 10-plus years. And he's living independently after being in nursing home neglect. So you're a success. What do you want to share?
You cannot always believe. If I had believed everything that they told me in the nursing homes, I'd still be there. They do not push you. It's a very low-level rehab. They just don't push you along. If it was for them, I would still be pushing a wheelchair or being rolled around in a wheelchair.
And we both know that's sad to see, and we don't want that. So I'm very happy. I know I've been kind of on you to say, come on, let's transition. So, you know, we're going to be holding hands more. But the reality is, it's scary for you a little bit, you know. And also, you know, share with the people that are tuning in. This show is worldwide, and it's going to be archived. Share with them what it's like to train with me. Because I know I'm going to catch you no matter what, but it's a challenge. And I feel like if I feel like, and I push you and I say, you can do it, you're going to do it. And you've doubled the distance of your therapy this month. So the assessment has been really very nice. It was a nice consultation today to have with you for the new year. January was a little scary. We had you, you know, in at JFK. Let's talk about December 2015. Mr. Hess had a setback. He had a third stent implantation. But now he feels, you know, he's recovering. He has better flow, and he's definitely doing more. So, again, he's pushing against the odds, you know. And people said, you know, he's so sick. How long is he going to make this? He's going to outlive a lot of people I know. And I have faith. I have faith, Mr. Hess, in you. I have faith in you. And I know you have faith in me. Otherwise, we still wouldn't be here. And I think also that's the other message. When you're having somebody that is laying in bed all day, and then you take them to PT and you sit them in a chair, unless they're paralyzed, it's inappropriate. You walk them. You make them push their aid. And you take them outside for fresh air. And you give them a bath more than once a week. It was truly a terrible experience for both of us, but I'm just so happy that you've been doing good. And also, let's talk about the grocery shopping. I remember a whole year, and we discussed this today, a whole year you couldn't make it to the grocery store. And now for approximately the last 2 months, you're going back to Publix. Now, he can go in the motorized cart, but now he also can push the cart. So how are you feeling about that, Hess? Because it's kind of like a disconnection. Everybody goes to the grocery store to get their goods, and it's kind of getting out. And at least because you're only going to dialysis 3 times a week or doctor's appointments, church and the grocery store are really your outings. Could you share with the listeners, you know, what it was like for you not to be able to have that luxury? And I'm blessed to have you trust in me to do all the shopping, and, you know, we keeping your numbers in range is a beautiful thing. But share with the listeners what it's like now that you can shop.
Well, get back out in the world, because in your nursing home, you're just shut in that little world. And I think it should be noted, the extension of the walking and the extension of doing other things, this is all with the okay of my cardiac specialist. He loves it.
And we love him. Dr. Gare's office, this show's going to be archived. We're definitely giving a shout-out to Dr. Gare, Dr. Mueller. You know, dialysis and the heart are the biggest things for you. The diabetes is under control. And that's another message tonight. If anybody needs a consultation and you want to contact me directly, I'm in South Florida in Palm Beach County, and you can call me directly at 561 area code 856-0100. Let's talk about how good it feels for you not to have to shoot insulin, and then you drop low, and then you go into some sort of a shock. It was terrifying. Thank God, you know, or I think we had an ambulance ride once this year so far, and I pray to God that you are healthy and happy and progressing the rest of the year, and I will do everything I can to make that happen.
Well, I am deemed a brittle diabetic, which means I'm very susceptible to highs and lows. If I do take insulin, I can drop off the scale. I mean, I've been in the hospital after insulin with a blood sugar of 19, which they look at me and they said, you should have been out. You shouldn't have been able to talk.
You know, you're being watched over, and it's a blessing. No matter what you've been through, you're sustaining, and that's part of what the message is tonight. There's a nutrition involved. There's the daily regimen, the lifestyle management, the consistent care. I am here 7 days a week, ladies and gentlemen, on call 24 hours a day. We've had multiple nursing agencies. We will not name one on the air, but we can tell you each one was little of no assistance. It was all paperwork, and half of them did not even show up for the appointment. So now it's just we're back to basics, what we used to do. We've called it in for extra help, for extra therapy, because I want you, Hess, to have everything that you can have. But you're really giving it your all this year. I'm really, really pleased to see, you know, you're you have a little more motivation because it's been very hard. We were laughing when we did the consult today about the kick in the keister. And I says, Hess, I know I'm hard on you sometimes. I says, you know, I'm sorry, you know. I says, but I have to sometimes. I know you can do it. So I feel like if I believe in you and show you that you will go forward. And growing each day is a very positive focus that you shared with me as well as the patience. Two things. Mr. Hess is a patient man. Debbie Vidal is not. I'm not patient. And I'm learning from Hess. And so I'm enlightened by you. Mr. Hess, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's not always easy. But like you said, takes a bit of patience. There's no magic cure. It's not going to happen overnight. But, you know, you work little a little, and every day stretch it out a little more and just try to progress.
Yes. Small things lead to the big picture. You're doing extremely well with hygiene, house care. This is a big deal because before you weren't able to do it. And now you are. You can take out the trash. These are all simple things for people that take for granted. You have one arm that's disabled, the hand, you have limited use of maybe two fingers. He has one toe amputation. But, you know, listen, you're marching strong and you don't let it get the best of you. How are you feeling for the new year? Because, I mean, you had a rough couple of years. There's no doubt about it, but the message tonight is perseverance and getting through it. How did you get through everything?
Well, it's a matter of, I believe, will and willingness to work. I mean, I have been written off 3 times that they thought I wouldn't make it through the week. I'm still here.
That's right. Yeah. And you're going to have a birthday this year. How old are you going to be?
Be 70. 70,
8/29/46. That's your B-day. 70 years old. You know what? You're going to live a long time. I know it. And I'm very proud that you've been working harder. It's definitely been a push. It's a lot of responsibility that I have, but I take it seriously. I want Mr. Hess to have the best quality of life possible. And speaking of which, you know, we've been involved, because you've been around for a while, Hess, very active in the community in the city of Lake Worth with the Community Outreach Project. So we've been going out on the streets. Now it's a little bit more limited. During peak hours, they've installed cameras, and the police are like, you know, don't feed during prime hours or what have you, so we have to obey by that. We don't want to get a ticket or in trouble. But we're on good terms, and we always have clean clothes. We're getting donations. We were able to give to a church up in West Palm Beach. So it's really nice and beautiful stuff, wasn't it, Mr. Hess?
Oh, yeah, we got some very expensive donations and shirts. And
yeah, beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. We're going to maybe do a walk around, see if anybody needs shirts this week, and then whatever's left we'll send to the church. But what a blessing from my two neighbors. We're so kind. I handed them the flyer, and we're just helping the homeless in Palm Beach County. And we're looking for gently used clothing for men, women, and children. We do give to an orphanage that's locally here in our city. Socks, underwear, towels, blankets, energy bars, dried food goods, Bibles, prayer cards, any hygiene products. You've been out in the truck with us, Mr. Hess, you know. And, you know, I think one time you took the walker and you could see us giving out sandwiches, but you know the reaction we have when we come back in, how emotional it is. What's your feedback?
Yes, it certainly is. It's there's a lot of people who are in bad straits out there, and there doesn't seem to be help for them. And there are people who would love to progress. They don't enjoy sleeping out in the open on benches and not being able to bathe. And
absolutely. Well, there is help out there, and that Plan for Fitness is out there. We're walking the street and reaching out to people. We're getting, again, very kind people with donations. So I encourage you to call me directly if you are in the area down here. 561 area code 856-0100. If you're interested in sponsorship, you can call me directly at that number as well. We're doing 30-minute live episodes worldwide, streaming on Blog Talk Radio. Mr. Hess, so
yes.
What's your goal? What's your top goal for this year?
Well, I would think my goal for the year would be to get off the walker and start walking again. I did it a couple of times. Unfortunately, I've had some setbacks, but we will get through those.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. We want to do it with safety. It's scary because you are unsteady. And I've called in a couple, even male trainers. I've given Hess anything and everything I can to add, even to my own efforts. And it comes back to me, he says, Debbie, everything they come here and can do on my own, you've already taught me. He says, and when you take me out, it's different. How do you feel, Hess, when somebody comes over there and tells you to walk sideways in your kitchen galley for your balance exercise, and then they walk you to the mailbox with the walker, which you already do? I'm giving you some length to do, but I really want, again, to take you off the aid, and you have to feel comfortable. You can't be afraid, and right now you're still, you know, unsteady. So we're kind of at a little bit of an in-between, but I feel like, you know, with a lot of love and dedication, that's what it's about, we can get through it.
Yes, it is. Well, these people all take the same courses, and they just go by the book. They can't think outside the realm of the book says do it this, do it that, and they come in and do some of these exercises which are, I mean, I do them, but in essence, it's worthless.
Well, again, you're doing more now than you've implemented now that we've, you know, discussed it. I said, are you ready? Because you can push your walker for a long time. That's really not going to help you walk on your own. You know, you can, I see you transitioning now, and you will be a success. And that's really the message for me to you tonight is, one, thank you for coming back on the air with me, and also your faith in me, because it's kind of it can be a leap of faith. We've known each other many, many years, and when you hire a caregiver and you give them access to the home, whatever it is, you have to know them. You have to have a background. Some people in agencies, whatever it is, know who they are. Talk to a previous client they've taken care of. Wouldn't you say the same thing, Mr. Hess?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they smile and nice enough, but you just can't trust people. You get to know them, like I said. Debbie and I have known each other. I have full faith in her. You just can't hand yourself over to anybody who walks through the door.
That's right. Good message, Hess. Strong message tonight. Again, Mr. Arthur Hess calling in from Lake Worth, Florida. He's my client of many years. He is a successful transition from nursing home neglect. He was wheelchair-bound and bedridden in bandages. He had wound care. It was an absolute nightmare and somehow really a beautiful success in the end. And we're seeing our friend right now suffering, going to wound care. You know, Mr. Hess, you had boils everywhere. It was, I think it was even worse than that, but we were able to do it the old-fashioned style, because when you went to wound care, you were like, Debbie, please don't make me go back. And I didn't. We cleaned with peroxide, and we did, like, Neosporin and Vaseline, and you healed. You don't have bandages on now.
No, you have done a good job on that. And the legs were so bad. I had two doctors come in the room when I was still in the nursing home and say, Mr. Hess, don't be upset, but eventually these legs are going to have to come off.
Well,
I still have them.
Yeah, what a blessing. Wow. And it was severe. It was severe. So we're praying for our friend Cherry, who is suffering under the hands of a wound care specialist. Maybe you could talk to her, Mr. Hess, again. And I feel like you've been an inspiration to so many people, people that are caregivers, people that have a loved one in a nursing home. If you are out of state and you have somebody here in South Florida in Palm Beach County, I can go in and visit them and make sure they're being cared for properly, if that's something you need. And you can contact me directly on the talk show line. It's an honor and a blessing to help people. And if there is neglect going on, it needs to be tended to. Once again, a big thanks to the Zoo Health Club. I have VIP passes available for 1 week. Nice. And 40% off any membership. So you can call me directly at 561-856-0100. Mr. Hess, any last thoughts before we close the show?
Just to don't give up, keep faith, and, you know, if you don't try, as difficult may be, you'll never get anywhere.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And you are doing well, and that's a wonderful thing for, you know, basically we're in almost the first quarter of the year. January was really shaky, and, you know, we just, again, you know, you had to have that stent put in and you were recovering. And so now you seem to really be on the road to recovery, and I'm pleased.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I want to thank you for coming back on the air with me. Ladies and gentlemen, Plan for Fitness is live every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My return guest, Mr. Arthur Hess, a diabetic neuropathy patient on hemodialysis. You know, he's been my greatest reward. We're down to 60 seconds. I'm going to sign off, and I'm going to say good night to everybody, and God bless you. Good night, Mr. Hess.
Good night, and God bless you. Thank you.